song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to The Doug and Daddy Show with a guest spot today. Damon Day sitting in with my good friend Baz from the Kearney Hub.
I gotta say, guys, before you get started, there's a very positive vibe in the studio this morning.
I know the studio got a lot better looking.
It did, it did. And not only that, there's more room to breathe without Daddy in here. And, of course, always negativity in here with you guys. Very positive vibe.
We're just happy to be here, my man. You know,
I definitely, happy to have you.
Definitely. I think it's more of a sports talk radio show now than two guys bickering over everything.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Over everything. And so good show for you, sitting in for an hour today. My Doug and Daddy are off and about getting ready for the weekend. Wide open show. We got the Royal Scout going to come in, Michael Kenton. We're going to have him later on. And then so we're pretty wide open about what we're going to discuss today. Baz, how's it going?
You know, pretty good, man. Just playing some golf this summer, trying to stay cool, stay out of the heat, do what I can, you know. Played in the state match play this week.
How'd that go for you?
I putted a lot, so I got a lot of practice on my putting. Missed the cut by about 5 shots, but what are you going to do? You
know? Where's that at? Where was the qualifier?
It's at Willow Lakes in Bellevue. They're in the second round right now. We've actually got three area guys still left. Ben Porter from Kearney is left. Chris Kelzer from Wood River. Nate Yeager from Lexington. Porter all square in his match against Michael Kampschneider of Omaha, and Nate Yeager one up against Patrick Duffy from Omaha. Chris Kelzer playing John Hurley from O'Neill, who happened to win a national championship with Texas A&M this year. He's 4 down, but you know what? It's a fun experience to go down and play in one of those. A lot of good golfers you get to see.
Great draw there.
Yeah, that's a tough break.
Hey, welcome to match play, and now we're going to send you against a guy that just won a national championship. Good luck with that, though, but yeah. I appreciate the entrance fee. So, yeah, I've never played that course in Bellevue.
It's not bad. You know, it's out there by Offutt Air Force Base. Pretty much like the name sounds, a lot of willow trees, a lot of lakes. Yeah. So it's not a bad little course. You know, it's nice. I wish I would have played better, but what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. That's golf.
It's golf. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. How about you, man? How you doing?
Good. I actually played is it Cairo? We had a debate last night at the household. Is it Cairo or Cairo?
It's Cairo.
It's Cairo,
as far
I think.
As I know.
Yeah,
okay,
it's Cairo.
Because there's a sign that says Cairo, the oasis of the Midlands. So wouldn't you just steal it right from Cairo, Egypt?
You would think so. And, you know, if you look at a lot of their street names, there are a lot of Egyptian names, stuff like that. You'd think it's Cairo, but it's Nebraska. This is the town that pronounces Pepillon, Papillion.
Yeah, there you go. So I was very impressed. I think it's Centura Hills Golf Club.
Yeah.
Very impressed. Kind of was a buddy of mine asked me to go golfing out there yesterday. I was kind of like, we're going to go where to do what? And he's like, yeah. He goes, trust me, great course, long course, but very impressive there. Moving to today's hot topics. Everybody, I'm sure, is dealing with it in their own way. The death of an icon, of a musical, lyrical genius, Michael Jackson. My sign of the apocalypse that the world is ending is that only in America does our Congress have a moment of silence for a convicted. Was he convicted? Pedophile?
No, acquitted.
He acquitted. Was acquitted.
He was acquitted. Yes, yeah. He was acquitted of the charge, of the alleged charges.
So you wonder why we can't get anything accomplished in Washington. Well, they're busy with things like that. So I don't get it. I didn't understand it.
You know what? Mike was the man back in the day, but dude got weird. Like you said, have a moment of silence. Looks a little messed up.
Yeah, you know, someone equated it to Elvis Presley, and I wasn't around for Elvis Presley, but Elvis Presley's had some songs that are still around to this day. So I don't, Michael Jackson fans, if you're out there, let us know what it is that made him so great, because great songs.
Yeah. You think anybody's actually going to admit they're a Michael Jackson fan?
Hey, I tell you what, back in the day, he was good. He is the pop culture icon, I think. I mean, worldwide, you ask, I mean, if there's anyone who's known in absolutely every country around the world, it's got to be Michael Jackson.
And Derek, for guys like you and I who kind of grew up in the 80s and kind of grew up with him, you know, he's, I guess you could say he's our Elvis. I hate to compare Elvis to Michael Jackson, but
yeah,
you know,
but he absolutely is. I mean, billions and billions of people know who this guy is, and biggest pop culture icon, I think, of the last 20 years.
Let's not forget this guy set his hair on fire filming a Pepsi commercial, too, so he's got that going for him.
I guess that says pretty much about how I was exposed to the world, because I don't get it. But
I grew up in Europe, and he had a huge impact. Huge following in Europe, and had a lot of tours over there. Made a whole lot of money, sold a whole lot of albums. I know that much.
They were discussing this morning on the Colin Cowherd show, and if you haven't heard, Colin Cowherd's going to have a television show.
He should really promote that more.
He should promote that more often. But they were comparing who's bigger, Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson.
Boy, that's a tough call.
In America, I would probably say Jordan.
Yeah, I'd have to go.
Worldwide, it's definitely Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jordan big in Germany?
Hasselhoff's big in Germany. I know that.
I knew that was coming.
You knew Germany and the Hoff comments were going to come out.
People know who Jordan is, absolutely, especially basketball fans. And yeah, he's pretty big in Europe.
How about if you're a Farrah Fawcett fan? Farrah Fawcett dies yesterday.
There's
a legend.
There's a legend.
To every male in America that grew up with that poster on their wall.
Yes. Yeah.
They say they go in threes, guys. It was Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, rough week.
Charlie's Angels fame there. Now, I can relate to that. I remember my dad had a Farrah Fawcett T-shirt.
See, now that's sweet.
Nowadays, if he still had that T-shirt, that would be considered retro. Oh, and I could sell it on eBay.
It'd be worth hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
anybody can chime in on today's show if you're listening out there as well. Phone lines wide open, 1-888-455-ESPN. That's 1-888-455-3776. You can hit us email also in the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy Show. Spell it all out at ESPNSuperstation.com.
As you can tell, we're going to talk about anything we want today because the big men aren't here.
It's Friday.
We're doing whatever we want. We're hanging loose. We're flying by the seat of our pants.
NBA draft last night. Any big surprises there, Baz, that you thought of?
I'm surprised ESPN got any people to watch it, to tell you that.
Oh, man.
What a joke. We knew Blake Griffin was good, and we knew Steph Curry was a good player, but he looks like a 14-year-old, so who knows how good he's going to be. Other than that, name me one guy. Ricky Rubio?
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't have Bayless and Jackson telling you everything about these guys, you wouldn't even know who half the guys were.
Yeah, it's definitely not the NFL draft, that's for sure.
My jaw almost hit the floor last night. I think it was the 15th, 16th pick. They're like, yeah, some guy from Israel. And I'm just going, okay, I think I'm going to not watch this.
And that
anymore.
Tells you all you need to know about the draft. They draft a guy from Israel that nobody's ever heard of. You draft a guy of like the 12th, 13th, whatever pick it was. Isn't even at the draft. And then shows up, you know, 4 or 5 picks later. Hey, I'm here. I'll come up on stage now.
In place of another guy who wasn't there.
Exactly.
Who got drafted 14th. So that's just great.
Yeah, brutal.
Cleveland Cavaliers drafted a guy from the Congo.
The Congo.
Yes.
And this is after they traded for Shaq. So they're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm sure LeBron's not looking at all at leaving in 2010 to go to New York or something like that. So good job, Cavs.
Do you think, does LeBron leave?
I think he does. I think if they lose in the playoffs early next year, I think he's gone. You know, I don't know where he goes. Do you go to New York and play in a big market for a coach that's going to let you run and gun and score, give you all the shots you want, you know, 50 points a game, whatever.
You know, speaking of New York, it's really too bad that Daddy's not here today. He's been ranting on New York all week because of the U.S. Open at Bethpage and the New York's nice manners, obviously, the New Yorkers there. Then last night they were brutal. They missed Steph Curry by one pick. The boos rained down when he gets picked by Golden State. Then their pick comes up. They go ahead and boo their pick, who's skipping my mind right now.
Yeah, I don't know either. NBA draft, everybody.
And then Tyler Hansborough gets drafted later in the round. They're just raining the boos down on him. Overrated chant starts, and he's drafted by the Pacers. I mean, just lovely New Yorkers.
Yeah, it's...
You knew Larry Bird was going to draft Tyler Hansborough.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, as an Indiana guy, I was glad to see Hansborough go there. He'll fit in well. I'm not saying he's the next Larry Bird.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Larry Bird drafted him, so very, very similar. And so the NBA draft is just, it's so tough now because you don't know if it's a high school kid, they're 1 year guys, that it's now a foreign thing.
Yeah.
It's two rounds. They try to hype it up, and you know, ESPN does a great job of covering sports, but man, when they have an interest in something, they will ramrod it down your throat. And so it's very interesting to see. And I think in Central Nebraska, I don't think that there's a huge NBA following there anyway. So I'm interested to see who does what. You know, I don't even know who the Lakers got, but it seems like you're not really going to hear a lot of from a lot of these guys in 2 or 3 years. And Blake Griffin's just got to be sitting there going, what did I do? Can I go back to Oklahoma? He can go back, I guess, but he probably has already signed with an agent and whatnot, because I guarantee you Oklahoma is better than the L.A. Clippers.
Oh, God. And, you know, he's saying all the right things. He's being polite, but, you know, he's going, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? I could have stayed for one more year in college and gone to parties and made road trips to places like Lincoln, Nebraska and Ames, Iowa to play basketball. So, you know,
instead, I'm going to get it handed to me every night on the national stage.
Instead, I'm going to battle like a bunch of guys with big egos, play for a lousy coach, and get beat up by big guys every night who are going to teach me a lesson about rookies in the NBA. So, tough break.
They say he's a lot like Amari Stoudemire, but needs to work on his jumper, which was kind of the knock on a lot of guys in this draft. It's like, well, he's athletic, but he needs to work on his jumper. Well, he needs to work on his defense.
That's another thing. You see these guys that leave college early and they average 8 points and 4 rebounds a game in college. Like, if you're not getting it done at that level, what are you going to do in the NBA?
Yeah, and then, you know, it is amazing because there was just nobody prolific in this year's draft. And I think that just goes to show you, you know, how they go so much more on athleticism than what a guy can actually do. And I think that, you know, guys like Morrison and Redick, guys who have had huge NCAA careers, have not panned out in the NBA. So I think they are just going athleticism. That's why they always say, well, he's going to have to learn how to dribble and shoot and pass. But once we get all three of those things, I think he's going to be a pretty good NBA guy. I'm not a big NBA fan. I don't get it. It's pass the ball to your best scorer and let him do his thing. And so I don't really enjoy that part of the game. So I'm not. I shouldn't bag on it. But
then you're obviously in the part of the crowd that says they should go to college for at least a couple of years. Shouldn't be able to jump straight to the NBA or even after your freshman year.
I think they should let them go whenever they want. I mean, I don't even. I think the one and done is just causing corruption. And being a college coach, you know, it's hard enough to keep all those guys on the straight and narrow just as is. And I can imagine even at the big programs trying to keep them on the straight and narrow when they know that they're going to make millions. You know, I love how everybody says, well, you know, you have to go to college. They're getting a scholarship. That should be pay enough. No, it's not. Not when the NCAA is making billions and billions of dollars. And if the whole point of going to college is so that you can get a better job when you leave college, well, if you don't need college to get a great job, then why go? And
exactly.
Some of those kids don't academically even you're just setting them up for failure academically sometimes.
And, you know, every other profession in the world, you can start work when you're 16, 18 years old. You know, Major League Baseball draft, we're drafting guys out of high school, you know. You can go work at... Well, if you're Doug and Daddy, you could go work at a radio station when you're 18 and have no experience and or lack of talent. So, you know, you can do anything. Why is it different in the NBA? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm with Damon on that one. You know, it's causing problems at the college level with kids, you know, getting God knows what done for them, getting tests taken for them, and whatever else, you know.
Floyd, where's my money?
Exactly.
I like that. I didn't do anything wrong. 2 weeks later, well, I decided to make a change in profession. And then that, like you said, it's just a corruption brought on by money. And so just let them go do what they want.
Exactly.
Kids fail all the time. So
yeah, you got to let them make mistakes and learn from them.
Big Sunday in sports. If you haven't heard, on Sunday, we have the Confederation Cup Soccer.
That's right.
Finale.
USA, baby.
USA against
Brazil.
Brazil, yeah.
There you go.
Barely beat South Africa. I think they beat them 1-0.
Wow, amazing goal, too, with that 87th minute. They brought a guy in the 81st minute. You can only sub three times during a soccer match. They brought a guy in the 81st minute for some fresh legs. He gets a free kick from just outside the 16-meter box there, and that's a goal. 87th minute, they get a 1-0 win, and I tell you what, they're breaking it down this morning. Spain was the number one team. That was a huge win for the U.S. to beat Spain 2-0. But Brazil just brings such a dynamic matchup problems for the U.S.
Doesn't every soccer team bring a matchup problem for the United States?
I don't understand one thing that you just said about minutes or kicks or anything. I brought it up because last time I said something that there was a soccer tournament going on in a mocking fashion, and I ran into some soccer moms
who
let me have it about soccer, and I tried to be polite and say, well, you know, in Germany, I'm sure it's a big deal.
Oh, it's huge, huge.
Hasselhoff and soccer.
Yeah, in Germany. No, Hasselhoff was more 80s, but you're right, he was very popular, but soccer's always been there. I tell you what, you can probably catch the soccer final at the Chicken Coop. Get hungry.
There you go.
Head up there. Check out the fight. If you don't want to watch soccer, obviously Damon's not going to want to watch it. They'll have some baseball on you for you as well. Any sport you want to watch, you can catch at the Chicken Coop along with their great food. Try their great wings. They've got just about any flavor that you want there. Some great burgers as well. They've got a full dinner menu as well. They got steaks there. If you want some steaks, chicken. They got the chicken tender hoagie, one of the favorites here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So check out the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island for all your food needs. Also, any sports you want to watch. Daddy loves playing Keno too. He claims he wins all the time, but
Daddy gambles.
He does.
I'm shocked to hear that.
Yeah, I think he more loses than gambles.
When does he find time between all his church camps and prayer sessions and his mission trips and things like that to gamble?
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we'll talk some Royals baseball. They have a tryout camp in Gibbon coming up on Monday. We'll talk about that and more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was a hot summer day. We were listening to a ball game on the radio when she walked in. She was absolutely gorgeous, you know the kind. Said she was a rancher and that she wanted to make sure she had the right insurance coverage. She had a somewhat husky voice for a beautiful woman, and she had a very strange way of talking. She would elongate her words with a quality that almost made it seem like she was growling when she talked. We asked her if she had life insurance.
Life? No.
Car insurance?
Car. Yes.
Hail insurance?
Hail. No.
She was a strange dame, but she had a good idea. An insurance checkup. We started doing them for everyone. Come on down to see us and make sure your coverage is up to date. Get an insurance checkup. Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222. It's always something.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. Both locations now offer pavestone segmental pavers to beautify your driveway, patio, sitting area, or unique landscaping project. Call on our professional staff for design help. Take advantage of our years of combined experience at no extra cost to you. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
July 4th is soon here, so why not save more on your fireworks? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction. Get $30 worth of Marv's fireworks for only $20. But that's not all. From storm tickets to pickup truck covers and food certificates, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction anytime.
We'll see partial sunshine and a chance of a few scattered showers or storms across the area today with a high temperature around 97 with south winds to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low at 69. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Can't believe Damon wasn't a big Michael Jackson fan. You didn't rock out to this?
No.
I know this is radio.
You're getting ready for Damon's face
right now.
Ready for a game. You got your Walkman on back in the day, and you didn't have any.
I would have gotten the guys that I played baseball with. I would have gotten beat up if I was rocking out to some Michael Jackson on the headphones.
Tell you what, you can rock out to some Michael Jackson before you play some golf this weekend. A lot of golf tournaments going on in the area. One of which, the Prairie Hills Golf Course, having a four-person scramble. Today is the final day to get registered. It starts tomorrow, four-person scramble, $500 for the team. You got to get registered by today. You can get a practice round today and as well if you go up there and register. And I tell you what, folks, cash payout. That always gets some interest. Cash payout. They have four flights with a cash payout in each flight. Payouts based on 36 teams. I'm sure they'll fill that up. They got an 8 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Shotgun starts tomorrow. All teams will shotgun at 10 a.m. on Sunday. So get signed up for the Prairie Hills Golf Course four-person scramble. That ends today. So get signed up today. You're playing tomorrow up at Prairie Hills.
And we have a guest on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Baz and Dave Show today. I can't believe anybody would want to talk to us. But we have Steve Gossett. He's the Royals scouting supervisor. He's going to join us here for a few minutes. The Royals are holding the tryout camp over in Gibbon on Monday, June 29th. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. there at Davis Park in Gibbon. I guess, Steve, first off, welcome to the show. Tell us what this is all about over in Gibbon.
Well, thanks for having me, first of all, guys. I really appreciate the time. The tryout camp, basically it's an open workout. Our hope is to have some of the better high school players in the area from 2010 to 2011 show up and get a look at some future stars of the of Nebraska. But inadvertently, we usually have some kids who have recently been released from a minor league team or possibly seniors in college got overlooked that want to come out and show off their skills and hopefully get signed.
I guess what's the big thing you're looking for? You're having this obviously in the middle of Nebraska in a small town. What are you looking for when you hold a tryout like this?
You know, we're always looking to find that diamond in the rough. So I live in Nebraska. My territory is Nebraska, Oklahoma, Kansas. The majority of my time is spent in Oklahoma. With some, you know, about 15% in Kansas and about 5% in my home state. I don't get home much, but this gives me an opportunity to get out and identify some players who otherwise I probably wouldn't get a chance to see.
Steve, Damon Day here. Where do you think the talent level is right now in baseball? It seems like you always hear that the baseball is not as talented as they once were. They're losing athletes to basketball and football and whatnot. Overall, you travel three states, and I'm sure you get to watch a lot of baseball. Where do you think the talent level is in baseball right now?
You know, this year in the Midwest, Oklahoma, there's a lot of players to be seen, but it was a crapshoot when it came to draft day. I mean, there was the board was a mess. I mean, we had guys going off in the first round and in the second round who were high-skilled athletes down in the Oklahoma area, and then after that, it really fell off. A lot of the college kids went much later than you would hope, and the high school kids, you know, there just weren't that many that were good athletes in that area. So, and then that's, you know, Kansas City Royals are really making an effort to find the best athletes and make them part of our organization, and we're built for those guys, and it's been a tough road.
Steve, how tough does that make your job when you see all these talented kids, but they're maybe not going where you thought they were in the draft, they're falling down a round or two? How tough does it make it as a scouting supervisor to identify the right kid for the Royals?
You know, luckily I've had 9 years on the job. I was with the Cardinals 7 years, so I've had some experience, but you know, you make a lot of friends on the road, and some of these other scouts are just, you know, these kids are getting overdrafted at times. You know, a kid that should be probably going in the fourth, fifth round, talking about the higher end of the draft, but, you know, they're getting overdrafted, taken in the second round, so it kind of skews the whole draft. And it's tough to line them up, you know. As an area scout, I've been a cross-checker, but as an area scout, you don't get to see the whole country. You know, you're seeing your area. Unless you've had some experience, your list is going to be almost upside down sometimes, so can be pretty hair-raising.
Covering the Oklahoma area, I'm sure you had the chance to cover Western Oklahoma, and I mean, obviously, for anybody who doesn't know, Danny Almonte pitched for them, and obviously Danny Almonte being of Little League fame at the age of 15, playing in Little League. Where did he fall for you on the board? Was he a guy even considered for his abilities, or was he kind of just more of a novelty thing, not really skills-wise, but kind of got the notoriety for him being so famous with his Little League debut,
yeah,
per se?
You know, on the professional scale, he just doesn't grade out like you would hope. You know, he's probably more, for me, he was a lower-end guy, later draft, and you know, probably need another year of college or two. But some of those schools, like Western Oklahoma, it's some guys really pump their players up, and they don't turn out to be what they are. And that was kind of the case out there this year. A few of their guys were blown up a little bit, and when you did have the chance to see them, they just didn't perform at the level you had hoped or that you thought they might. So I think he kind of fell into that realm, and there's a lot of guys that they come out of the high school ranks, or, you know, they have good numbers in Nebraska or Kansas, and it's, you know, they think they're a high draft pick, but they're not educated in the draft. The draft is something that most people don't have any understanding about, and it takes a while to have an understanding about it, and it just takes years of experience. And like this year was just I hadn't seen a draft like this in my 10 years. So.
I guess, Steve, another question. Why, I guess, when you look at some of the towns around here, why did you decide to have this Trout and Gibb? And obviously you've got the University of Nebraska at Kearney here in Kearney with a nice facility. Why Gibb and why a small town like that?
just trying to get out and, you know, do some grassroots stuff. And I have a connection in that area, Jody Moeller, who's been part of the American Legion for a few years now. So it's something I had to do. And, you know, that Jody provided a place where I could do it, and he's gung-ho and going to, you know, he's getting the word out and getting volunteers. So it's kind of nice to get out into places where, you know, the kids aren't getting any exposure and trying to get it done there. I'd love to do one in Kearney. I just don't have the time right now. We have in the summers as a scouting supervisor, you go through the year, you have your draft, and then you've got all these showcases and everything that you got to get done. Area codes, I'm a coach for the area code team, the Midwest team, co-opt with the White Sox. So you do the area code tryouts, and then you kind of get done what you can before you go out and do your pro coverage. I have six teams I have to do, minor league teams plus the Minnesota Twins. And when you do those teams, you have to spend 5 days with them and see all their pitchers. And so your summer's gone pretty quick.
All right, Steve. Well, we want to thank you for your time again. Steve Gossett, Royal Scouting Supervisor, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show again. Tryout camp in Gibbon Monday. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. Thanks again for your time, Steve.
Hey, thank you, guys.
That was Steve Gossett again with the Royals Scouting Supervisor. Kind of a different deal. Not something you see around here in Central Nebraska a whole lot.
Oh, it's he hit the nail on the head. The draft is probably one of the most under. It's so hard to understand because. You can't understand why you look at a kid and you say, God, why can't he get drafted? Or why isn't he doing this? And there's so many different things that they take into account, and they take into so many variables that you wouldn't even fathom. And a lot of it just comes down to, you know, location. Like he said, he's spending, you know, 70% of his time in Oklahoma. Kansas and Nebraska is only in there a little bit of time. It's where you're going to go to where your population base is, and you're going to go where baseball is played. There's guys throwing 90 on street corners in Florida that don't even get a look, and 90 here in Nebraska, everybody kind of, oh, my God, what's that all about? And yeah. So, you know, those hotbeds and areas of baseball where baseball is a big deal, you know, not to say that Midwestern kids can't make it, because obviously they can, but for a scouting director, he's got to go all over the place and do some things. It's not an enviable job.
No.
You have to cover three states. And three states that aren't really in proximity to each other to kind of drive around. And when you, and like he said, when coaches build up their players and build them up, and then they don't pan out, it's a tough real sell there. And, you know, it's a crapshoot. You always hear of the first-round draft pick who's 6 weeks into it. He's playing independent ball or you know, have already been released by three teams type of thing. And
yeah.
So, you know, and then you have, you know, like a – you know, like a Tim Lincecum or something where everyone's like, oh, my, where'd he come from?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he was good. But, you know, then he just goes to the next level as a pro guy. So I don't envy that. I suggest anybody who has an inkling for baseball or wants to see what they can do, go.
Yeah.
Go and see what other players can do. It's not, you know, it's who cares if you don't go there and don't do great.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and compare yourself to other players, get some exposure. And then the next time, maybe if it's a college tryout or a college combine type of thing, you kind of know how they're going to do it, and you get that comfortability with some things. And so I highly recommend it to young players within the – age group that they have to go out there and kind of see. It's kind of cool to play in front of some scouts and have them tell you what they think.
That's the Kansas City Royals open tryouts. That's in Gibbon coming up on Monday, and 8:30 registration, but of course you could show up a little earlier, obviously, get there and get ready to go. Obviously Steve is we just talked to him, and he travels a couple of states, so he's looking for some talent. So head on out, and like Damon just say, hey, if you want to just go out and see some baseball talent and see some balls hit to the outfield, balls hit over the fence and whatnot, head on out there to Gibbon and see what they got. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming back again, we're wide open. If you want to chime in with anything, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. That's 1-888-455-3776. Or you can hit us on the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy, spell it out if you're a UNO graduate. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be right back after this.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, right after you pull my finger.
Conversations for a Smarter Planet. Our topic, smarter healthcare. Today, 25% of our healthcare dollars are eaten by administrative costs. How can we make our healthcare systems more efficient? For some perspective, we talked with Joe Jasinski, a healthcare researcher at IBM.
All over the world, people want access to healthcare that is readily available, safe, effective, and affordable. To achieve that, we need to make healthcare systems smarter. Today, information is trapped in the system. Doctors, insurers, and patients aren't connected. That makes delivering healthcare complicated, time-consuming, and inefficient. Smarter healthcare systems can remove these barriers. Paperless systems can reduce medical errors. Advanced analytics will allow healthcare to become more personalized and information-based. Smarter systems mean that everyone can work as one team to put the focus where it belongs, on the patient.
IBM invites you to visit ibm.com/think and join an ongoing conversation about the most critical issues facing our planet today. Let's build a smarter planet.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partial sunshine and a chance of a few scattered showers or storms across the area today with a high temperature around 97 with south winds around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low at 69. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Wow.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Damon. You're moving.
Oh.
I just had to pick myself up off the floor.
If we had a webcam right now, everybody would see Damon. Getting his groove. He's getting his groove on.
I am dancing.
We need
right
a webcam.
I'm averting my eyes so I don't have to watch.
We're going
to
talk some baseball coming up here in a second on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chris Baznett, Damon Day filling in for the guys today. See, it's a positive vibe today.
It's a good
the music.
Vibe. Everybody's happy. You
outside
know.
Of, you know, Michael Jackson dying and all that.
Yeah, whatever.
Pretty positive. But, hey, check this out. Like I just said, baseball coming up here in a second. If you're going to go to some games, barbecue. You got a tailgate. You got a barbecue this summer. Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney has all the meats you need. Also, 4th of July coming up. Great for 4th of July parties. They have every kind of sausage imaginable. That's right. Every kind. Just go over to Kerry. Say, hey, I want jalapeno brat. They got them for you. You want andouille sausage. They got them for you. Anything you want there. They've got hot dogs as well. Snack sticks, which are great for the tackle box or the golf bag. A ground chuck and certified USDA choice steaks. They have great steaks, folks. You got to try them at Troutman's Quality Meats. And they have the Green Mountain Grills. Check those out while you're over there as well. Kerry can tell you all about them at Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney.
Mmm. Sausage.
Sausage.
That sounds really good right now.
It does.
A brat sandwich.
Oh, God.
Or I'm too.
I'll see
we
you guys
had some snack sticks. We had some snack sticks last week, or actually a little earlier this week. Very good. Very good.
That sounds nice. Nice and filling.
What were we talking about? Baseball. That's what we're talking about.
There
Let's get
go.
Focused. We're back on track. The Royals.
Royals, 30-40.
9.5 back.
9.5 back of the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, the Royals.
I have a feeling that the Royals and my tribe are going to be battling it out for the basement. And maybe that's a good first step for the Royals is to...
At least you're in a race of some type.
Yeah, beat the Indians, and now you can start to upward climb. Because I know that Daddy is a diehard Royals fan, and I feel his pain because I'm a diehard Browns fan. So I know what futility feels like and what it is to fight for futility. But, man, they just cannot get it going.
They cannot
consistently get it going.
They were that team that everybody was climbing on early in the year. We thought they might make a run, and they started out hot, and then all of a sudden, man, you hit that one stretch where they just went awful.
And they did that last season, too. They started out so well, and it's almost like, you know, you're tempted. Oh, the Royals. And right when you start to think that, hey, maybe they can contend down the stretch, it's just inconsistencies. Like you pointed out, one game they'll get the pitching, but they get no hitting. The next game they'll get the hitting, but they won't get the pitching. It's just inconsistent baseball
right
now.
And the one guy they had going good for him, Zach Greinke, has really struggled here the last few weeks, you know. Just after as hot a start as he had, you wondered how long he could keep it up. And, well, he kept it up for about 2 months, and that was about it.
I understand. He didn't even need to keep it up at that pace. But
no.
Can you just give a couple quality starts now?
Yeah.
I mean, he's to the point now where it's just, you know, he's struggling to get through five. And they talked about, I mean, this and with Greinke, he always makes me nervous because he – I don't know how mentally or bulldog tough he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a guy who walked away from the team for a couple weeks in the middle of the season to take a hiatus, which in baseball usually doesn't happen. So there's obviously a concern there. I've never been a big Gil Mesh fan. He's pitched adequately enough. It just and Guillen's not really doing what he needs to do, and there's a whole host of reasons why. Yeah. I think the most exciting thing that I've been watching mostly from that Central Division in the American League is Joe Mauer. Is he going to hit 400 or not?
He's been unbelievable since he's come back.
He went 0 for 5, I think, Thursday night was – Wednesday night was 0 for 5, so he dropped down to 395.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, does he do it? I don't know. I mean, Ted Williams was the last to do it and hit 406. I don't think he'll do it just because of the position that he plays.
Yeah.
Catching every
tough.
Day.
Yeah, it's a grind.
I don't think he'll do that, and so that's something interesting to watch going on in baseball.
I like the Tigers in that division. They're leading that division with, you know, how are they doing it? You put Dontrell Willis back on the DL because you can't get his head right. You're throwing a bunch of pitchers out there who a lot of people haven't heard outside of the big guys, Verlander, Bonnerman. Verlander's been great this year so far, but outside of that, they're. You know, Maglio Ordonez isn't hitting the ball like he normally does. He's only got one home run, two home runs all season.
I think he just hit his first home run last night, actually.
Yeah. So you wonder how they can do it, if they can keep it up. I think that division's still wide open, but I think you got to like Minnesota to maybe make a run in that division.
Oh, without a doubt. I think Minnesota, if anyone's going to catch him in that, it's them. And what's amazing is that Rick, they're three right now. Well, I think he's probably their fifth in the rotation, but the young man by the name of Rick Porcello, just been lights out for him. I think he's 6-1, 5-2, mm-hmm. something in there. You know, he was supposed to be pitching for North Carolina.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you look at what North Carolina, if that young man's on their staff, wow, you talk about having quite a pitching staff to go along with what they already had. So definitely getting some pitching for the Tigers. And then we got the Yanks, who have now fallen to third place in the American East behind Boston and Toronto. Brian Cashman had a surprise visit. A-Rod is, you know, has to take a couple days off now. Baz, does Joe Girardi last the year?
If they finish behind two teams in that division, I don't think so. You know, Yankee fans want their team to win. The Steinbrenners want their team to win, and they aren't going to settle for it finishing third in the American League East, especially if they finish behind Toronto. You know, Boston, you can understand. Boston's going to be there. They're a good team. But if you're struggling to get past Toronto, if you're struggling to stay ahead of Tampa Bay, yeah, it's not looking good for Joe, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't. But who would be in line for that job?
That's the thing. Who do you bring in?
Don't they wish they still had Torrey?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, Joe Torrey would be a guy. You know, I'd be interested to see, even though, does Mike Socia want that job?
Yeah.
You know, if you start, you know, does a Jimmy Leland want that job? I don't think that Socia and Leland are the type of guys who egotistically need that job, but who would you really go? Larry Boa?
Yeah.
Bring him back? So, I mean, I don't know who the Yankees would go to, and I always say this is, I've obviously become a Yankee fan, but the Yankees always get the guys in their contract year.
Mm-hmm.
They always get their guys in their contract year. What they don't sometimes understand is that those guys play so hard in those years leading up to those contracts that once they get the contract, there's not that same drive towards it. It seems like every time they get a big name or a big bat, that bat goes backwards.
And, you know, yeah, like you just said, we've seen that throughout this season. They bring in the pitching. They bring in, I can't even think of his name.
Teixeira.
Right. Teixeira, thank right. you. Struggled bad early. And they say he's a slow starter. Well, you know what? You got to start at some point.
it's almost fireworks night at the stadium on July 4th.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's time to start. How much slower that you could actually get a start from there. But, you know, Sabathia, I mean, he has to be one of the biggest busts on the free agent market. And the Yankees have had plenty of them. Yeah. Sabathia's not even getting out of the fifth, and now they're talking about bicep tendonitis and this and that.
Well,
so I think that definitely Joe Girardi's in some trouble.
If Sabathia didn't weigh 350 pounds, he might last past the fifth inning. But
you know, there's something to be said for it. I mean, he's a big guy that's got to put a lot of different mechanisms in order to be pretty successful pitching-wise. And so I don't know. I'll be interested to see. We're almost getting to the All-Star break. Baz, what are your who are the four teams from the American League that you're going to see come October baseball?
Four in the AL. I like Boston a lot. I think their pitching depth's going to carry them a long ways. I think if they can get John Smoltz going, he just had his first start last night and struggled, but he's rusty. I think if you get him going, that's one more arm you can throw into that rotation. If they get guys healthy, they're going to be tough to catch in that division. I think you look at Tampa Bay. They're second in the league in runs scored behind Boston. I don't know if a lot of people know that. They're second in run differential behind Boston. If they can find some pitching, I think they can make a run. Out of the Central, like I said, I like Minnesota to get there. I think they're going to catch Detroit. I don't know if Detroit's pitching is going to hold up. Out of the West, tough call. You know, I if gambling were legal in the state, I would have put money on the Texas Rangers to win the AL West because I like, obviously, their pitching is going to struggle. But, man, they can score runs and they can hit the ball. The Angels are starting to age a little bit. I don't know if they're going to be able to hold up through the grind of a whole season. So if you had to ask me right now, I'd say Texas, Minnesota, Boston, Tampa Bay. That's the four I'm taking.
Wow. That is good. That is out on a limb.
Yeah.
That is out there saying some things are done. You know how bad I am? I'm going to go with Boston, Detroit, Los Angeles, and the Yankees as the wild card. That's how crazy I'm going to go out. I'm going to go with everybody that's
wild,
in
man.
First place right now as of today, and that's what I'm going to go with in the American League. Bass, who do you like in the National League?
Boy, you know, National League. I keep waiting for the Cubbies to kind of get it going. They haven't done it yet, but, you know, they're third in that division. They're only three games back, but, man, it just seems like they've struggled to get it going. I think, obviously, the Dodgers are in because the NL West is lousy this year, let's be honest. I like Philly in that division because New York, I think, just has too many demons from the last couple years blowing leads. It's going to be tough for them to catch Philly. I like St. Louis and Chicago in the Central. I don't know if Milwaukee can hang in there or not. They're hanging in right now, but you know what? They hung in them for a while last year and kind of collapsed down the stretch. Will they do that again? Then, like I say, out west, L.A. So I'll take the Dodgers. I'll take out of the Central, I'll take St. Louis. Then I'll take Philadelphia, and we'll give Chicago the wild card. How about that?
That's pretty – I like that one. I like that one. You got Philly in the East. I agree. The Mets, demons galore.
Oh, God.
If they go into September with a lead, you know that just from past experience that they do not have what it's going to take to finish it out. So I like Philly in the East. Got to go with St. Louis. I just think La Russa is the best manager in the game, and maybe there's a Yankee guy.
There you go.
Maybe you know, he's been in St. Louis for a long time, and, and he's had some headbutting issues lately with the upper management there. So maybe he's a guy that decides that maybe I'm going to go to New York. So I like St. Louis just because of La Russa. The Dodgers, I think, are probably the best team in. I'll go out on a limb. I would say the Dodgers or Boston right now are probably the best team in Major League Baseball.
I'd agree with that.
And then wild card wise, I agree. I think the Cubbies are going to. I think Lou will get them eventually scoring runs on a consistent basis. And as you can probably tell, they're blessed that they don't have Kerry Wood because I don't think Kerry Wood has had a save for the Indians all season long.
I know the Cubs are happy that he's the Indians' closer.
Yes,
right now after that series.
After that series, you know, Kerry, it was Bob Gascan Wickman was there for a while as the closer in Cleveland, and now they got Kerry Gascan Woods, Wood Fire.
Yeah, throwing gas on the fire.
Exactly, and so it'll be interesting to see. I think that baseball has definitely, it is a part of the summer, but I don't think baseball really begins to kind of heat up until August. I think that's when people start to get more excited about it. And so right now it's kind of fun to go to the games, but there's so much sport activity. I didn't know that the day after the All-Star game is the only day in America that there is no major sports activity.
Really? I didn't know that either.
Tuesday, or I think it is I think it's the Wednesday after the All-Star break. I heard that stat. I got one of those calendar with sports nuggets.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only day that there's no major sports going on.
God, what are Doug and Daddy going to do for Tuesday and Wednesday show?
Wow, who knows? Probably be pessimistic.
Probably leave and get me and Damon sub in for him again.
I can imitate Doug. The world is coming to an end. The sky is falling. I hate everything about everybody.
That's good.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Well, we've definitely established that he hates Class A. Let's see. No, we're just giving Doug a hard time. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, wrap things up when we come back right here.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Daddy Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly, it's a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution, Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer, printer, and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Attention UNK students and military personnel. You can now golf at Prairie Hills for only $20. This includes 18 holes plus a cart. Golfers come out on Mondays for half price specials, 18 holes and a cart for $25. Everyone is welcome to sign up for the first annual Prairie Hills four-person scramble on June 27th and 28th. This two-day tournament features cash prizes totaling over $14,000. Dinner catered by the Alley Rose with a Calcutta to follow on the 27th. Registration is due by June 26th. Go to prairiehillsgolf.com for more.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sunshine and a chance of a few scattered showers or storms across the area today with a high temperature around 97 with south winds around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low at 69. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
And we're back. Sorry about the dead air there. Damon got worked up about Michael Jackson. Then we started talking about the Indians, and he was throwing stuff in the studio, and the FCC call. It was a big mess. I'm embarrassed. I'm sure Damon's embarrassed, and he'll apologize to his agent later by releasing a statement to the media. So
yes, I have no comment at this time for that tirade, but my publicist will be in contact. So anytime you bring up the Indians, you can get me on my way. So. Heading into July, Baz, what's going on in the sports world around Kearney?
Well, around Kearney, obviously you got the Legion baseball season in full swing. Kearney runs the seniors, Little Caesars, seniors, the juniors teams doing well, obviously, so you got that going on. You also got some state golf coming up. You got the Nebraska Women's Amateur Golf Association holding their state match play tournament here in Kearney in a couple weeks up at the Kearney Country Club. That'll be something to keep an eye on. Down the road a little farther, you're going to have the Nebraska Amateur Golf Tournament. And, yeah, I'm talking about golf because I'm a golfer out there, people, so you can deal with it for a couple minutes. You'll have a Nebraska Amateur Golf Tournament towards the end of July. I'll try and play in that and hopefully not shoot a million. But
people can see you in action on KearneyHub.com.
That's right.
That?
Yeah, they can go to KearneyHub.com and watch Hacking for the Hub. I'll be touring the area's golf courses and posting my scores in the paper, and we'll have video on the internet, and I'll have a story in the paper and pictures, and you can write in and make fun of me and comment on my horrible video and my bad golf swing, and
If you ever need a fourth and you're foursome, please feel free. I am an avid golfer as well. Don't tell Mr. McBride that because I think he would like me to be doing things towards what I'm supposed to be doing. But
you know what? Everybody needs a break every now and then. You're a hard worker.
A little balance for some golf, and it's definitely golf season now that recruiting's over with.
I hear you're going up to play Bethpage here in a little bit.
We're hoping to get back up there again this year, make a little jaunt up to Boston and see Fenway and then the Yankee Stadium to see the new Yankee Stadium, and may just have to stop by and play Bethpage again. And it opens up here shortly after the Open, since they destroy a pretty much amount of it. So pretty excited about that. Going to try to play some nice tracks around the state here and out in Colorado. I'm going to go play Quarry Oaks on Monday for the first time.
You'll like that course. Ever. It's awesome. It's one of my favorites.
Got a little golfing trip. Cody Lucero is being recognized as one of the top baseball players in the 100-year history of the RMAC. So he's got we got a banquet to go to, I believe, July the 11th. So got to go out on the 8th.
Of course, yeah.
For a couple days and hit the links and do some things that way. So definitely a summer filled of golf and whatnot. So pretty exciting time, real laid back time. Fireworks are coming.
That's right.
You see all the fireworks stand going up.
That's right. Take the kid out to watch the fireworks this year.
Yeah. Take the little man out there for his first ones, and I bet you my little guy's a little shy. So I bet he's just gonna freak out fire in the sky.
Oh, I'm sure. Derek, you got any big plans?
Not really.
Watch that Confederations Cup final.
I think I'm going to. It might get ugly though. I have a bad feeling.
You know what? Whatever. Take a drink every time Brazil scores or something
like that. Exactly. Hey, that's right up my alley. Chris, you were talking about the 42nd Nebraska Match Play Championships earlier. We have a couple more finals to pass along. You mentioned Chris Kelzer from Wood River had the unfortunate draw of John Hurley of O'Neill. Hurley ends up winning that 6-5. A couple other guys from the Metro look like finish up as well. Mike Veneer of Lincoln defeated Jordan Ahrensdorf of North Platte, kind of an area guy there, 6-4 as well. So
it looks like Michael Kampschneider of Omaha came back to beat Ben Porter of Kearney, too. That was a close match. Kampschneider ended up winning 2-up.
Yep.
Nate Yeager of Lexington is locked in a tight one down there with Patrick Duffy of Omaha. Love Patrick Duffy on that TV show, that sitcom with Topanga back in the day.
And wasn't Dallas? Wasn't he on Dallas?
On Dallas as well. That's right. So that match is all square.
David,
so
Dallas? No.
Not so much.
Not so much Dallas. Topanga, yes.
Yes, Topanga.
Yes.
But we'll wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, guys. Thanks for coming in. Chris Baznett, Damon Day joining us. If you don't know, Chris Baznett works for the Kearney Hub here. Damon Day, UNK baseball coach here in town. We really thank you guys for coming in. Remember, Royals tryout is coming up on Monday with the Kansas City Royals. We talked with Steve Gossett, who's a scouting supervisor for Nebraska, Kansas, and the Oklahoma areas here. So if you want to try out for the Royals, get your gear, head out Monday to a Gibbon, and go ahead and do that. Be there about 8. Registration starts about 8:30, and they will get things underway from there. Coming up next week, Doug and Daddy will be back in studio. We'll have all kinds of stuff for you coming up into July and heading into the July 4th weekend. So keep it tuned to ESPN Radio, the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.